Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is Monique Leray, and you're back with me on another beautiful Sunday in Southern California for The Startup. Today, we have amazing guests, so we're going to jump right in. We've got about five of them today. We're doing Christmas wine tasting in pajamas. All right, that's what we're doing today. So we might as well just start off the top with one of my best friends. She's a mother, she's a winemaker, she's just an awesome person. Leah Solberg, welcome to the show, Leah.
Well, hi, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, darling.
Great to be with you. COVID style.
COVID style. You look amazing. I got a straw, don't tell anyone.
Well, thank you. You as well, as always. You always look amazing, so...
Yeah. Tell us what's been going on with Michael Solberg Family Wines during this time. And I know that the fourth quarter is usually when you guys are really, really busy. So I appreciate you carving out a few minutes. Tell us what you've been up to with Michael Solberg Family Wines.
Well, yeah, fourth quarter. So holidays are the biggest and, fastest times for us as far as sales goes. And it's been really good. We're just bottling some of our 2019 Cabernet currently, so that's also been on the table this week. So lots of different things going on, carrying on the family legacy, second generation family winery. I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with us or not, but we're located in California. And we started out in Healdsburg, California. Our facilities are now between Napa and Larkspur with our warehouse in Morgan Hill. So, we kind of source and get our fruit from all over the state of California with growers that we've carried on relationships and contracts with for 40 years now almost. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's really huge to keep that going. From your father's, he started it all.
Right. And 10 years I've been almost, I'm coming up on 10 years of running the show without him, which, carrying on the legacy is wonderful, but bittersweet, obviously not having him here in person, being here in spirit though, both in wine and just in spirit in general helps, that's for sure. Exciting stuff. Working towards new goals for 2021. Obviously, distribution is number one, and hopefully supporting all those businesses out there that have kind of been suffering and hoping that they get back up and running and doing what we can to help facilitate that transition to opening back up. So,
yes, I hear you loud and clear. I mean, a lot of people, make their Christmas vacations around coming up to Napa and going to the tasting rooms and the Calistoga Springs and doing that whole thing. So we know that that part of this year is kind of closed, but we do have some stuff that you guys can order straight to the house. We've got Michael Solberg Merlot. Tell us about this Merlot and how you did, how you constructed this. It's a little different. I call it a hybrid because it's not quite a mix.
Right. So from vintage to vintage, we get, to be creative and develop the fruit forwardness that we expect from Michael Solberg varietals. We like it to be really approachable and friendly for most palates. So with that Merlot in particular, we did add a little bit, like about 3% Cabernet to that. So it helps bolster the Merlot's juicy fruit forwardness and gives it a little bit more structure. But again, these red wines that we develop are easy drinkers. You don't have to have food in order to enjoy them. It's kind of like you get off of work and you can crack open, Michael Solberg bottle of Cab and enjoy it just by itself, or with a steak or whatever, you know. So
or with the, it pairs by well with your wine glass. And you know, another varietal from you is the dry rosé, but we call this the brosé. Oftentimes, it looks very feminine and crisp and sweet, but you could drink this with a hearty piece of meat, or if you're vegetarian, you know, something plant-based. This is kind of like a, it tricks you, right? From when you see it.
Right. I kind of call it like a kitchen sink blend rosé. But it's again, really easy drinking. And honestly, right now, it's my favorite. I've been really enjoying the rosé. So, and the numbers are limited. We are running out of that. It's almost gone.
What?
So,
oh my gosh.
Southern California, Monique's your girl. If you want some of that rosé.
That's right. Rosé all day.
Rosé all day.
All day. So now, I want to do something special while you're here. So we're doing a Solberg sangria, I'm going to call it. Let me move the mic just a little bit so you guys can see.
Awesome.
It's Solberg sangria. All right. So you get one of these cool jars, you know, that you usually put your tea in, and you can put your fruits in. So I've got some oranges. You just cut them up. You put them in. You get your Solberg dry rosé, of course, and you pour it in that jug right there. All right. Pour it in really good.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yes, it's because we've got 5 days till Christmas. So then you're going to put in a little bit of red. I got the red blend here. You can substitute with her cab or a Merlot.
Nice.
You put that in there as well, right? If you want bubbles, you can add some bubbles. Mix it up, but I've got some fruit here.
She's
the berries.
Her own varietal,
right?
Folks.
That's right. I've got some cranberries. So put that in there. All right. And then I'm going to stir it up a little bit. Put it in there, and it is jarred, and it will be ready by Christmas, folks. If you want to add some champagne to it, add some more, some apples, some, you know, anything you want there. And then you just step up and pour. So there you
the
go. There's your
Solberg sangria. Right? We need to do it in a spritzer, though. We need it like a seltzer.
Ooh.
Right.
Totally. All right. So we've got about 3 more minutes. Tell us what you're excited about for 2021. We know that we're all kind of just holding on by the, you know, by our shoestrings here for 2020. But what do you see for 2021 for Solberg and your brand?
Well, you know, like I said, growing distribution. I've really been hitting that hard and reaching out to multiple distributors. The seltzer, hey, that might be on the table. I mean, I'm always down for a good seltzer. Solberg seltzer, hey.
Hey, there's two now today.
right. You know, we've been looking to expand in Washington as well. Also looking to maybe creating some like wine apps, which you and I need to talk further about that.
Yes.
But yeah.
Because whenever we're with each other, we're always got these new ideas that are coming out of our brains and we're popping them off, and we're only two people. I mean, we only have so many hours a day. And Leah, where can people order right now for their last minute New Year's shipments and perhaps early Valentine's shipments? Where can they order?
Well, they can go to our online, Michael Solberg Family Wines online. They can contact us directly. Also, we're in multiple states, majority of the states in the U.S. You can always go to your favorite local grocer, support them that way, ask for Solberg to be brought in. Also, we are the winemakers for Capo Canyon Wines, which is Leah Van Dahl, Carmela from the WWE. You can order those directly online as well. So we've got a Cabernet and a Chardonnay that we produce for her, and we'll help produce. She's, you know, the main winemaker behind the scenes there, but we definitely want to help her in any way we can. So, and she comes in and produces in our facilities. So, looking to do more of that as well. If people are interested in creating their own brands, you know, please come talk to us. We are capable of doing that for people. So,
shout out to DJ Be Nice. We want you to call us.
That's right, DJ Be Nice. That's a shout out to you.
We'll ask you, and maybe we'll send him a case so he can try it, because we emailed him and we know he's a busy guy. But
we can box something up for him.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, good. I know he likes his friends. I see him DJ Club Quarantine. Shout out to Club Quarantine. All right, everybody, that's Leah Solberg. Merry Christmas, Leah. We will see you at the top of the year so we can get some tips on wines for Valentine's Day and going into Oscars absolutely. Weekend this spring. And find her at michaelsolbergfamilywines.com if you want your personalized wine simulation, if you want her to mock something up, if you want to create something, and you have a small, you know, a moderate budget to do so. She's your girl. She'll work with you, but you've got to come ready and willing to put in the work, because it's a lot of work to make your own wine, isn't it, Leah? It's a little bit of a work.
It is. It is. But it's also fun. And that's what we're into. We're into having fun.
Yes. All right. We'll see you. Merry Christmas. All right.
Merry Christmas. Wah, wah, wah. Merry Christmas. Bye. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers. Over Sangria. Woo.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. That was one of my besties and my friend winemaker, a sister, mother, badass, Leah Solberg. Check her wines out. And then next up, get ready, because this woman is a powerhouse. Dr. Marty, are you there?
Hi, Monique.
Wow, Dr. Marty, woohoo!
How cute are you, honey? Look at
me. I'm in my pajamas. It's a Christmas pajama jammy jam.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, My pajama pants match too.
Oh, you look amazing. I love the little, like, we can do it 50s style. That's awesome. Can.
Yes. It is so good to be with you.
It's so good to be with you. Cheers. We're doing a virtual wine tasting. We just made a Solberg sangria. So you'll have to play the tape back. We have some fresh fruit in here with some of the Michael Solberg family wines. Dr. Marty, I have a feeling this next year
I'm going to
make a Doc Marty.
I love it. Let's do it.
Talk to us. Now introduce yourself again in case they miss you.
Okay, well, let me just say, first of all, super excited to be here. The holidays are awesome. 2020, this has been a leap year, right? And we really had to leap to hang on. We've been clinging on. Really doing the best that we can do with the circumstances. And so I'm an artist, okay? An activist, if you will. That's a word that I've coined because I'm an actress / activist. And so with that being said, I've been caught up in all of the trauma that's been happening around the world. And I'm like, you know, we have been experiencing collective trauma for so many years. And I mean, we can really take it back if we wanted to. But the bottom line is, let's just get that from Mike Brown. I mean, we can name everyone. And there's probably over 100 or so. And what do you do with that hurt and pain? What do you do with that? And right now with the holidays, with COVID-19 coming off a toxic election and everything, even though we, you know, in my opinion, we ended really good. I'm excited about that. But at the end of the day, look at what we had to deal with to get to it. And we still have a big election coming up. So that's a lot of trauma. That's a lot of hurt and pain. Where do you put that, especially for the holidays? Even though we are social distancing, you still have, you know, little ones that expect Christmas to be fun and happy and exciting. And everybody just, you may not have the money that you would normally have for Santa to bring those gifts. And it's depressing. And so I just wanted to stop in today, Monique. You know me. I just want to come in and just sprinkle a little bit of good cheer and just make a couple of suggestions of things that everyone can do at home with their family that won't cost them a lot of money, but kind of keep them in a good spirit. The first thing that I want everyone to do is, if you have time, print off some pictures of your loved ones that won't be able to come and visit for the holiday, and make Christmas decorations out of it. Trim your tree that way or hang it over the front door or what have you, but allow the family to be involved in that. And so when you get on your Zoom call or your FaceTiming, you can surprise the family and say, hey, look, you are part of our Christmas decorations, and be able to show them that. So that is the, that's one of the things I would love to see people do. I'm going to do it myself because I can't allow my mom and my step-up father to come and be with me this year. But I want it to still be exciting for my grandson, you know? So I still want him to feel like the other family members are here. Also, swap recipes. Call your aunt, call your grandma and say, you know what? I want to try to make one of your desserts or what have you for Christmas, and you know, freeze what you can, and when this is over with, take them a piece and let them taste what you've made, or take pictures of it and send it to them. You can also be creative. I'm all about the arts. Have a singing contest. That doesn't cost anything. Everybody knows Christmas music. Yes. Everybody knows Christmas music. Put the music on and have a contest. Take one of those extra gifts that you may have, or find something in the house and wrap it up and re-gift it, if you will. So whoever wins in the family, you know, wins the contest, or it could be something as simple as, you know what, you don't have to do the dishes tonight. You know, it could be something as simple as that. But have fun. It's so important to have fun. This is the time. I know Thanksgiving is really the time where we reflect to be thankful. But as we're ending 2020, and we're coming up on 2021, I don't want people to get so caught up in the plans as much as I would like to see them accept the journey. What did you go through this year? So instead of looking forward, so to speak, and trying to plan it out, and then it doesn't happen that way, and that causes us to kind of go downward in our emotions, think about what you've made it through in 2020. You survived. There's so over a million people right now that didn't make it to this point. So the fact that you made it to this point, be grateful and thankful for that. What else were you able to do? What else were you able to maintain? Maybe you got started on something this year. Maybe you took a class. Maybe you learned how to make a mask. Whatever it is, I want you to be reflective of how you made it through 2020. I guarantee you that's going to be more important to you down the line in your memories than you trying to set up for 2021. People are going to constantly ask you, what did you do in 2020? So get a journal and write those things out. Make it a family affair. Let everybody have a journal. Then take those journals and put it in a memory box and mark it 2020, so that later on you can pass
that. These are all great ideas.
Yes, you can pass that on to the family so they'll know. 2020 is what people are going to ask you about many years to come.
Dr. Marty, all these amazing ideas. You guys have to link up with Dr. Marty. And people who want to become UnGun, part of the UnGun Institute, Dr. Marty is a leader in that worldwide to help UnGun. Yeah, go ahead and flash that. You have about 2 minutes. Go ahead and tell us, you want to give somebody something, right?
Yes,
you want to
UnGun people. I want to give this to someone tonight. This is the common kits. These are coming out in 2021. And I want to just show you what's inside the common kits. Very simple, but believe me, it's so effective. So, of course, we're going to have our tumblers, very nice quality tumbler. And inside of that, we will have our calming oils. You could just take this calming oil, put a little bit behind your sensory areas, behind your ears and your temples or what have you, and just kind of woo-saw, calm down at any time of the day that you feel you need to do that. We also have the eye mask that will come with that. That's a do not disturb. Put this on. I don't care where you are. Take 5 minutes for yourself. It's all about self-care. Put that calming oil on. Put your mask on and just close your eyes. Put your iPod on and allow yourself to hear a piece of music that encourages you to move forward. And then at night, this is actually a pillow spray where you can spray your pillow and then you can inhale that aroma as you're sleeping through the night, keeping you relaxed, staying asleep. I'm so excited about our products that's coming out in 2020. And so I want to gift this comic to someone.
Okay, well, guess what, everybody? You're going to at Dr. Marty on my page, The Startup with Monique LeRae. Tonight, we're going to choose someone that you know needs this. And you guys, follow Dr. Marty on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We'll see you next year, Dr. Marty. Thank you so much. She's going to become a regular of our pandemic posse, so she'll be in every month to ungun us emotionally.
Yay.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Dr. Marty.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Yes. All right, you guys. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Marty, you guys. It's a fully packed show. We're moving right along, and we're going overseas now. Lota Lasson, owner of Nordic Delights and Archery Jewelry. Lota, how are you today? Good morning over there in Bali, Indonesia. All right, we're tuning up Lota there. Shout out to everybody that's on the show today. Make sure you follow Instagram, The Startup with Monique LeRae, and please follow LA Talk Radio. Lota, are you there?
I'm here.
Woohoo! Hello, Lota. Greetings from Bali, right?
Yes, it is. I was confused by the time zone and winter time and everything, so it's always summer here, so.
You look amazing. Very good idea to use the ornament as a necklace. Please introduce yourself. We have a 10-minute segment with you. Tell everybody who you are and what your brand is.
Right. So my name is Lota Lasson. Nowadays, I have two brands. I have a jewelry brand that's called Archery Jewelry. And today I'm presenting more on my Nordic Delights. That's about cooking, connecting, and contributing. So, yeah, that's why I'm here today. And thank you for the invite. I wanted to emphasize what we do in Christmas because it's about wine today and it's close to Christmas. So if you ask a Swede, what do you get if you combine wine, hot wine with Christmas, you get glögg. So glögg is what we're going to do today.
Love it. Let's do it.
So glögg is the Swedish word for glödend, and that means heated up. So the wine is heated up, and you know that mulwine or glühwein over there, I think. It's actually a very, very old tradition in Sweden. It started in the 1600th century when it was very cold back in the days. The messenger boy or the postman had to go by a horse or by skis. Very, very cold. So he made up this kind of warm wine with some aqua white in it to keep him going. And it's basically, I'm going to turn the camera down a bit to the table.
Beautiful.
It's basically spiced wine. So it's sugar, using brown sugar today. It's ginger, it's a peel from an orange, cinnamon, cardamom, star anise, and cloves. So it's kind of a warm feeling to cope with the cold over there. So what you do basically is to make a syrup of this. So you make a syrup combining this with water and let it boil down to 10-15 minutes, and then you can keep that in the fridge, let it cool, and for the next day, when you want to serve it to your guests, mm-hmm. you heat it up, and you're going to, I'm going to turn it up.
Yeah.
Hello.
so
this is the syrup that I heated up, and you just add wine, red wine, preferable.
Yes.
Put it back. To heating up, not too much. You don't want to lose the alcohol. Or if you want, you can boil it for longer. And when that has simmered enough, you pour it into small glasses and you serve it with almonds and raisins. That's how we traditionally do it in Sweden. But since I'm in Bali, it's very, very hot already here. No one wants to drink hot drinks like that. So I made a version of doing it cold. So when you have that kind of heaten up, I just kind of pour it in a glass or in a jug if you serve it to many people. Little slice of orange in there. And most importantly, ice.
Yes. Perfect.
And if you want to kind of festive it up, club soda or something to make it a little bit sparkly.
Yeah.
So this is the tropical version of Swedish glögg. Skål, Monique.
Cheers.
Early in the morning, but it sounds fine.
Yeah. We're getting you started all day over there. So how do we spell the name of that drink? How do the Americans spell it?
So we have an O with two dots called Er. You don't have that in your alphabet. So it's called G-L-O-G-G for you. So glug.
Okay. Glug. Right?
So what we traditionally serve it with is some sweet saffron buns. I don't know if you can see it on my table.
Oh, wow.
Very Christmassy. It's a sweet bun with saffron and topped with raisins in different kind of patterns and designs. Very, very Christmassy. We eat it through December as well as, see if I can, you can see me, gingersnap cookies. But a twist to it, if you're having an adult party, you don't want to make some canapés, you put some blue cheese to it. You didn't see that coming, right?
Wow. No, I did not. And I love blue cheese, so that works out.
Because you're mixing the sweetness of the cookie and some blue cheese. And there you go.
Cheers, everybody. Now, Volta, real quick, let's plug your Nordic Delights and let's plug Archery Jewelry. People know me. They know I've been wearing this beautiful ring. I don't have it on right now, but I wear it every day. And that is this young lady's design. And it's called Archery Jewelry. And it's spelled the Swedish way. So it's got two L's, jewelry. Tell us about those two brands and what you have. You have a couple minutes. What do you look forward to for 2021 for both of your brands?
You know, I'm looking forward and I pray and I wish and everything that I can come over your way. We talked about it so long now. 2021 is the year we can hope for, hopefully, so I can come and show what I do. It's based on my inspiration from where I'm from, Sweden, the Vikings, the shield maidens, the ball, the kind of shiny big things. And yeah, it's basically the same as my other brand, Nordic Delight. It's a homage to where I come from, and I kind of blend it in where I live in the tropics in Bali.
Yes, beautiful. And where can people find you? If they want to order your beautiful jewelry, if they want to get some of your recipes.
My jewelry brand has a website, and it's just www.archeryjewelry.com. Everything is there. Same spelling on the Facebook and Instagram as well. The Nordic Delight is actually spelled Nordic D-E-E, two E, lights. And that has an Instagram account and a Facebook account as well. So if you want to have any kind of more clothes, what the recipes are for this, or you want to make your own cooking session online soon, what I've done a lot this year, hit me up with an email, nordicdelights@gmail.com. So there where you can
find me. All right, Lada. Well, Merry Christmas. And we're going to be making some of that vlog over here. I'm going to try that. Thank you for getting up so early in the morning and making this. And
Merry
we'll see
Christmas, Monique.
Merry Christmas, Lota. All right, bye. All the way from Bali. Bye. All right, you guys, we're going to see her release. She's part of the pandemic posse, and she'll be with us again next month. And we've got two more guests. This show's going really fast today. We have a new guest today, Cheryl Williams. She runs the charity Fund FC. And so, Cheryl, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Monique.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you? Are you in your pajamas? I've got my pajamas and my shoes on.
Onesie.
Nice. I love a onesie. Yes, you look like a Christmas snow bunny, which we like. All right. Well, we're doing it. Well, cheers to you. And then why don't you tell everybody who you are? Okay, good. Yes, you've got a mug. Introduce yourself. Tell everyone you have a 10-minute segment. And tell them, you know, where you're from and what you're doing.
Okay, great. My name is Cheryl Williams from Fundamentals for Foster Care. Fundamentals for Foster Care is a 501c3 that I started up last year, so it's very new. And we have been on quite the journey this year. Little did I know when I started it up last fall that we would be embarking on COVID challenges and all of that, but it's actually been a really great year. So right now I'm just taking it all in and celebrating how much we've accomplished in the last year. that's going to talk about all that. So I started this off already with a very strong passion for what I do. This is a very underserved population that could use more support. But I do have to say that throughout this year, my passion has just grown exponentially as I have gotten the feedback that we have received. One of the families that we served was, there was 8 kids under the age of 6 in this foster home. And most had been adopted, but they'd all been adopted from foster care, except for this boy in a wheelchair who had spinal bifida. And he really dreamed of being able to get around the neighborhood like all the other kids. He just kind of got around like climbing with his hands and stuff. And so we raised support, and due to a very generous donor, she got him a brand new sports car, red, shiny, you know, remote controlled, because he can't use his legs at all. And so he was getting around the neighborhood like that. And we got pictures, which I wish I could share on social media, but it's against the rules. But already last Christmas, it was just to see all the his siblings gathered around him and this huge smile on his face. It really did already start for holiday cheer last year. Just like, this is really fun to do.
That's awesome.
And yeah, and so I've kept in touch with that foster mom because she really could use a lot of support. She has 10 kids total, like I said, 8 under 6. And it can be very overwhelming for foster parents to take care of so many kids. Like, even if they have a heart of gold, they want to. When the kids are not succeeding with their peers, when they're not succeeding in education, you know, it makes them feel like they're not doing a great job. And so kids can get passed around. So what we have really seen is that we've really been supporting foster families. You know, we were setting out just to support and personalize it for the kid. But in the process, we found that if we are giving them personalized educational toys that is keeping them from being bored and acting out, that is helping them succeed with their peers or helping them with education or really just giving them good vibes, something that's theirs, making them feel loved, that it seems to work out much better for their placements. Like, they haven't been moved, you know, as much. And this child in particular was a complete success in that just a month ago, we got to go to the adoption meeting as he was sworn in, and he's just been thriving. It was the most emotional thing. I was crying so bad.
No, and just to give a little bit more background, Cheryl, you know, she works with these children from all ages, all around. She's based in Austin, Texas, and she's looking to grow this brand and find generous people who want to help this keep going, right? You want to expand all over the world, right? I mean, we don't want to just stay in one area. What's your goal for 2021?
In the U.S. Yes. In the U.S. foster care, because I know a lot of people think of orphanages and they think you have to go overseas, but there is a very large population in the U.S. that really needs some support. They don't have parents that are looking out for them, that are there for them when they're struggling. So we really want to personalize their educational needs. We really wanted to pack in a powerful educational gift to them so that they can have possibly a competitive chance with their peers for their career and their educational success.
Nice. And that sounds like a really obtainable thing to do. So if you can meet these kids on that level and you can connect with Cheryl and give a gift, it's tax deductible. It's 501c, everybody. So, you know, maybe cut down a little bit on something that you were going to do. And this year we've all cut back. So maybe those extra coins could go to something like this. Really, really great. We're teaming up on a few things next year. We're really excited. We can't let the cat out of the bag yet, but we're going to tell you more about it. And Cheryl and I will be joining forces, as well as CASA LA. Shout out to CASA LA. These two charities are close to my heart, and I look forward to having you back. Why don't you give everybody your social media handles and email and where they can find you?
All right. So our website is fundfc.org. That's fund as in fundamentals, but fund, then F as in foster care and C as in care, So fundfc.org is our website. And then the Instagram, you can also look us up as FundFC. And our Facebook is Fundamentals for Foster Care, or facebook.com/fundfc.org.
All right, Cheryl, give me your Christmas wish right now. Now I want you to think of the kid in your mind, okay? And I want you to give us the question. You know what they want, what they need. Tell our viewers and listeners what this gift or gift amount would help with. You don't have to tell us the kid, but just tell us what you're wishing to make happen for a kid this Christmas.
Actually, while I still have that particular boy on my mind, it really is nice to support the families even more. Like once they've been adopted, he's outgrown that car and he really wants a bike that has the handlebars with his hands so he can get around. So that would be great. That's extra. Right now, we're actually caught up of every single, person that has requested a toy in foster care. We have sent it out. So we feel awesome. We're celebrating. We had a wait list earlier in the year, but we have caught up. And so it's a really happy celebration this year. But next year is a whole different year. We expect even more, thousands. And we really need more donations to support just personalizing every kid's wish list. But yeah, that personalized bike is the only one right now that is still unfulfilled.
How much is that? What's the price point?
I believe it was over $1,000, but we've been working on, because it has to be personalized to this kid, measurements and everything.
All right. So all those engineers out there and bike experts and people who are listening or have a friend of a friend, let's get to work for this young man and make his Christmas bike dream come true. It's got to be specific to his measurements, his height. He has spinal bifida, but we want to make sure that he gets his wish. We've got 5 days till Christmas, folks. Hey, listen, we need to make this his New Year's Eve gift. Okay. So now you got another few days on top of it. So get with Cheryl, FundFC. Thank you for stopping by. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Monique. I think you're wonderful. You know that.
Cheers. All right. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Cheryl. All right, guys. Bye, love. I'm going to sit down for a minute before we get Christine on. I want to just give a few shout outs to some of our sponsors. Of course, Michael Solberg Family Wines, who's always here for us. We love them. They are family. We want to give a shout out to La Casa del Camino in Laguna Beach, that historic hotel that's actually going to be featuring our live streaming event on the Roku channel this New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, for the Pandemic Project documentary. Myself and my two castmates, Gentry Stanley and Christopher John, will be there live, walking you through our whole year being on the road during a pandemic. So go to the Eventbrite link, type in the Pandemic Project documentary, get your free online virtual ticket, and you'll get a link the day or two before, and click on that link and you'll get to see us live and the movie trailer at the end of that hour. Also, looking at the clock, you guys, also I wanted to give a shout out to Rain. The Save Our Jewels campaign is still going on. You can use the link on my Instagram, The Startup with Monique LaRay. We would love to sell these products. It's going to help proceeds. A portion of the proceeds is going to Latchkey Kid Films, and the other portion is going to Casa LA and their efforts there with the court-appointed youth. Okay, so this is a really great cause. This campaign is going on for the next month and a half, but we're already 20 days in this campaign. So use the link on my Instagram page, which is The Startup with Monique LaRay, and purchase your Rain feminine care. Okay, it's non-toxic, it's good for the environment, it's good for the human, it's just what women need when they need it. And let's get some things in our lives that don't have as many chemicals, all right, because we want to live forever. All right, cheers, you guys. Hold on, I gotta drink it down. All right, looks like the sangria is going pretty good here, and I think we have Christine Mitchell coming up next, which is the good Mitch. Christine, are you there? Well, before Christine comes on, I want to make sure I show you guys how the sangria is done. All right, Michael Solberg Family Wine. Put some orange in it and some Oh my gosh, it's Santa's workshop. Hi, Christine. There she is. How are you? Yay, Santa. All right. Well, you look great. You're in your pajamas. I've got my pajama pants and my pajama shoes. I've been showing everybody. All right, the good witch is here. Tell everybody who you are. They missed you last time.
Well, hello, guys. My name is Christine Mitchell, and I am the good witch, kind of like the good witch. I'm a fan of The Wizard of Oz. In fact, I watched it last night. It was on cable. So I, it was great fun to see that one. But I'm a model and an actress, and I recently moved to Los Angeles right before the pandemic and have gone through some ups and downs, as Monique knows, as all of us have gone through ups and downs. You know what? We made it. I made it. It's the end of the year.
You made it.
Survived it.
Yes, girl. Yes. Wait, where's my wine glass? Okay. Yes. Cheers. What are you sipping on today? What is in your glass today?
Okay, so I love wine, okay? I really like Chardonnay. If I'm going to ask for some wine, it's going to be some Chardonnay, and I like a buttery Chardonnay. So my go-to, my everyday drinking wine, I would say, is one of my favorites. This is my cousin's family, okay? It's called Coors, and I love the, I don't know if you see it, but.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My cousin designed the label. And his wife is the winemaker. So this is kind of...
Cheers!
Yeah.
Shout out to Dark Horse. Tell them to send me a case. We'll drink it on air. All right. Now, good Mitch, you've got some drums there. Now, I follow you on Instagram and Facebook, so I already know you're doing this whole cool drum journey. You're drumming up something. Tell people what you're up to.
Yeah. So, I am in my mid-50s, and... You know, when you're getting up there, you're just kind of like, kind of wanting to check off your bucket list a little bit. And so I've always wanted to play drums, and here I am. I'm practicing, learning the drums, and, I can sort of check that off, and I've had so much fun. It's a great release for me. I get going. And so I thought this would be a really good set,
This is a great set.
This is where every Sunday I come here and I practice my drums and I get my ya-ya's out, and it's like, I don't know, it just makes me feel alive again. It's great exercise. And by June of next year, by my 55th birthday, I want it to be noted that I will know a song from start to finish.
Really? Okay. All right, everybody. So are you going to give us a little sample so we have a starting point, and then by June we'll know how much better you got? Ah.
It's just so fun. I mean,
that's
just
yeah.
What I love to do is just put on the radio and just play with it. And it's really good for memory. And, I just find that as you get older, you need these sort of things to kind of keep you young and get your mind,
going. You're so young, Christine. You're not old. I don't want to hear this 55 mess. It's more like 35, but hey, good for you.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. All right, we had a little sound going in and out, but do you want to try it one more time? Do the little thing you did, because we didn't hear you. And, give us another go.
I mean, we can go anywhere with it, but...
That's a good beat.
It's so silly, but it's so much fun. I never knew how much fun this was. And by golly, by June, I'm going to have something learned. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys, I want you to know that the good Mitch is here as far as the home creative things, crafty things. She did a whole segment a week or so ago, and it was really helpful because I had something. And, she's available next year to do home consult, of course, socially distanced. But she will do a home consult if you're looking to get a new fresh year, revamp your place, and you have some old recyclables around the house, compost that you turn into treasures, right? Compost to treasures.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like now more than ever, we really need to sort of be on a budget. We don't know what's happening from one day to the next. So when I like to design my home or anybody else's home, I like to start first by shopping in their home. So, you know, just see what they have laying around the house or in the garage or in the attic. And you probably will have something that can be turned from this old antique or whatever, something passed down from your grandmother, and make it a really amazing statement piece in your home. And then, you know, shopping secondhand stores, you can really find some great things, especially in LA.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm looking forward to when the pandemic is over, is really seeing what's out there, because I really sourced my things on the street. And you know, demolition sites, pulled out some wood. In fact, this right here, right?
I knew you were going to say that was something you made.
This right here was, you know, all of these things were found objects, and this is a piece of wood, and just, you know, made it fun, a little festive Christmas sign. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Is I take trash and turn it into some treasures.
Shopping at your home. What a cool thing to say. I need to learn how to shop at my home. Maybe you wrap some things in your house and unwrap them again. But so many things to be grateful for. So many beautiful things around you. Give your plug one more time where people can find you if they want to hire you for the new year.
Okay, well, you can find me on Instagram. I'm The Good Mitch, at The Good Mitch. And then on Facebook. And then soon, come the new year, I'm going to have my own website, thegoodmitch.com, and where I'll be blogging and really focusing on my journey as a woman, you know, starting her life over in her, you know, in her second act, really, after divorce and empty nest. But I also want to highlight others like yourself and just people out there doing great things, good things. I want to focus on the good, hence The Good Mitch. So
we love it, Christine. You're always invited on our show. I know that you have an announcement. I don't know if you're ready to announce it today, but you're working on something. So whether you're announcing that today, are you, or are we waiting?
Oh, I mean, there's so many little things that I've got going on, so I'm not sure which one, but what.
I mean, I gotta let the cat out of the bag. Christine's gonna be doing her own podcast here, you guys.
Soon. We're gonna start up doing the Good Mitch podcast, where, again, you know, talking about my adventures and running the gamut. It's gonna be from dating to aging to things that I like, to, you know, showcasing people who are doing good in the world. And, you know, I like to talk to people, and I like to hear what they're doing and share tips and tricks. And so I think it's going to be a fun way to, you know, spread some joy.
Yay. So look for The Good Mitch next year on LA Talk Radio here. We're so happy to have been, you know, a kind of a jump off point for you. You'll always have to come back and check in at the startup, but she's growing up and going on her way. All right, Christine, Merry Christmas. Cheers.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, you guys, I just wanted to give you a couple exit notes before we go on the show. I'm going to fill up my sangria, my Solberg sangria here, and tell you to please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I always ask you this every week. So get your ideas out there, you know, really try for the next year. And what will you start up today? Shout out to Lady Ray J in St. Louis, and everybody having a holiday. Be well, be safe, and we'll see you next weekend. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.